Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 103 from Monday, June 10th, 2019.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about the beer we're drinking. Also, 25 cups of coffee a day may not be a bad thing, or is it?
In this week's crazy news, we'll take us mostly to Florida, where we're talking about free French fries, the chicken coop, a twerking thief, a prostitute overstaying her welcome, a fake name criminal, and a wife who left her husband for a German shepherd.
All right, it's officially June.
It is.
That's exciting. The kids are finishing up school, starting to get warm outside.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, we've had a couple mild days, but it's still warming up, and we're getting ready to get a nice rain spell, but that's all right.
Yeah, that was us like last week, was just rain every day. Now, this week, the weather's been pretty cooperative, though.
Yeah.
I think, was it Monday? Monday or Tuesday night, we had a thunderstorm, a pretty good thunderstorm that blew through. Other than that, though, it's been not too bad.
So I guess we'll record next week.
Yeah, and then we'll be off a week.
Somehow we'll have to figure out again when that's going to happen, but we'll do it. And then, yeah, the following week we'll be off. So 104 will be, and unless something comes up, we'll be on time. 105 will have to wait a week.
Yeah, they'll be all right. You guys will be fine.
the things that they've suffered through over the last couple of months has been enough. So, oh well. That's but anyhow, true. Hey, how about we drink a beer and we talk about some random shit?
Straight to the beer. I'm excited.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
Super excited about this.
I didn't hear about yours. And then I was excited the one that you sent me, but it's not out really just yet. The other, was it the Dragon's Milk?
Oh, the one that Kelly sent?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I did look. So I didn't find the what the fuck was it? It was the...
It's like a maple.
Maple something. Dragon's Milk.
Dragon's
Milk. Didn't find that, but I did stumble across this one today when I was finding a beer for tonight's episode, which is
jelly
from New Holland, and it is a Dragon's Milk Reserve Orange Chocolate.
Ah.
I'm like, chocolate's good. Orange, it's starting to get warm outside, you know, so it has that citrusy taste to it, oh boy, is it good! But anyway, let me read the thing, and then I'll taste it and give you my reactions, and then once I finish, we can move on. The original bourbon barrel aged stout blended with the richness of real cacao and natural orange peel. A stout is with roasty malt character intermingled with deep vanilla tones, all dancing in an oak bath. It is a bourbon barrel-aged stout, 11% alcohol by volume. They first made it in 2018. It's roasted, malty, smooth, according to the website here. And I would agree with that. I'm going to taste it again, just so I can get it back in my palate. And go from there.
Tell me about it.
So,
I had an orange chocolate on the show before, but I haven't.
So, imagine like a beer mixed with a creamsicle with a little bit of chocolate in it. You get that. It doesn't taste like orange flavored. It tastes like there's oranges in it. Like, and I think that shines through in the natural orange peel that they add when they're brewing it. Boy, is it good. I love Dragon's Milk. It's a phenomenal beer, and this just kind of adds a little bit of a mix to it. That makes it a really, really unique beer. I mean, it's not just an orange beer. I mean, it's a really good beer that has some very natural flavor to it with the orange and the chocolate, and I got a little bit of beaver asshole in there, and it coming together, and it is a really, really good beer. I'm super happy with this. I rated a 4.5 on Untappd, and you know, I think it's earned it. I would even maybe nudge it up a little bit more, except for I just don't feel like going in Untappd and doing that. But
lazy.
Yeah, you know, that's how I roll sometimes. So we've had New Holland lots, several times on the show. The first time was episode 5, Tree Seeds, when I had an original or a classic if you will, Dragon's Milk. Episode 23, Love the Dough. You had a Mad Hatter. Episode 27, Rob loves Game of Thrones, even though Robert does now too. I had a The Poet, also a very good beer. Yep. Episode 43, Ring of Idiot Thieves. I had a Cabin Fever from New Holland. Episode 54, Chocolate Ass. You had a Baltic Anomaly. And whatever episode, what, episode 103? I had a really good one. I'm excited because they have a lot of different variations on their reserve. It's kind of, they have a plethora, if you will, of different flavored reserve varieties of the Dragon's Milk. So I'm excited to find more of them. I might have to hit up one of my my places that has a little bit more of a variety of beers and see if I can get some singles of some of the other flavors here to try in the show. Because if they're as good as this, or even almost as good as this, I'll be happy with what I've purchased.
Well, I was excited when I saw that on the list, and I went over to the store because I had something I wasn't that excited about once I saw yours, and I saw the Dragon's Milk, but it was just the standard four pack. So I probably should have gotten some just for a rainy day, but they didn't have anything that was kind of cool like that. But it's just a grocery store, so maybe a trip to Total Wine or Norm's is in the future.
I feel like it should be, because if they have any of this stuff.
I bet he does. Yeah, Norm will have it.
Yeah, hit up Norm.
Yes, got it.
Norm's good for that shit, right?
Yeah, he's good for that kind of stuff. He's got a nice variety. Well, I'm going to go with something a little bit different than what you've got. And I had something else in the refrigerator. It was really the only thing left because I've kind of been drinking my one-offs that I've saved since we haven't had any episodes. So I decided with what you had, I didn't quite think that mine was up to snuff. So I went over to the store and I grabbed a beer from a brewery that I've had, or actually you've had one time on the show, and it is the Elysian Day Glow IPA. And it came in this can here. It's got a little tiger on it. But
I saw that today, actually. Kind of funny. You? Yeah, I saw it at the store. I didn't buy it, but, you know.
Yeah.
I did see the tiger can, though.
Drinking this is not really your cup of tea or your glass of beer. But episode 80, Petting the Squirrel, you had the Night Owl Pumpkin Ale.
Yeah, it was good.
So that's really the only time. But, again, I've got the Elysian Brewing Company Day Glow IPA. And it's a touch of wheat, hazes, the malt bill. Softening this bright and crisp IPA. Day Glow is packed with juicy hops featuring pineapple and tropical fruit flavors and aromas.
Don't put fucking pineapple on pizza.
That's true.
It's got the drips with tropical sunshiny mosaic and twinkles with touches of El Dorado and Centennial hops. It's available year-round and 7.4% alcohol by volume, which I didn't quite get when I tasted it. And IBUs, it says stuck in the mid-60s, so it does have a bit of a bite to it. But I'm going to give it a taste and see if I can pick out any of the individual citrus flavors.
I really
smell them. Oh, me too. I smell pineapple.
Well, it is
good. It does have a lot of citrus to it. This featuring pineapple and tropical fruit, and that's about right. They all kind of blended in there. There's nothing that really jumps out where I can really taste a pineapple, or I can really taste, like you said, an orange or anything like that. They're all just kind of mixed together, so it's nice and fruity for summertime. So if it's hot outside, this is something you might want to pick up. And I rated it a 3.75. I think it's good. It doesn't quite hit the 4 for me, which means it's really good and special. But if I had somewhere in between, I'd probably rate it there. But as decided, the way I typically rate it, the 3.75 is just about right, and I'm going to enjoy it. And if I finish it, I'll have the other beer and tell you a little bit about it then. But it's got pineapple in it as well.
I just brought down two of the same beers today. I'm like, you know what? I feel like I'm going to really enjoy this one. So just in case, and sometimes, because, you know, with my diet, I've been drinking it my beer, but then I bring down a second, and sometimes I drink it, sometimes I don't. So we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. I'm kind of a lightweight now, though. The problem is, especially these bourbon barrel beers that are, you know, up there in the ABV, like this one's 11%. I don't know if I can handle two anymore. I don't drink that much alcohol. Just like that. I, you know, so since I've been on the diet, I've
Yeah.
I've lowered the amount of my alcohol intake, but I've also lowered, I mean, I've lowered my intake of a lot of things, you know, calories, fat, but coffee too. So I, they're very strict in that I can only drink 2 8-ounce cups of coffee a day. So I drink my 2 8-ounces, you know, my 2 8-ounce cups. There's no problem there, but I can't drink any more of that. How much coffee do you usually drink, would you say, on a daily basis?
I was 3 to 4. And then having a bit of a health scare, my cardiologist said, that's too many. You should have 1 to 2. So I said, okay, well, I can't do 1 and I can't do 0. So it's going to have to be 2.
Yeah, that's your option right there.
And I've been pretty good about it. And I've been mindful to make sure that I don't go over that. I bought some decaf to have, which isn't all that great, but since it's not that great, I tend to not drink a whole bunch of that either. And then just pretty much water throughout the day. But I find anything more than really that 2 to 3 will either give me a heartburn or, you know, make me, I don't really notice it, but she said it's causing some jittery. And I've drank coffee for so long. So here I'm I think mid 40s now. So I figure for probably at least 30 years, I've been drinking coffee fairly regularly, and you know, I guess at some point it catches up to you.
So apparently there was a study by the American Heart Foundation that examined the relationship between coffee consumption and stiffened arteries. So maybe this is good news for you. But anyway, the study's researchers found that drinking up to 25 cups of coffee a day does not increase your likelihood of stiffened arteries, which can increase a person's likelihood of heart attack or stroke. So great news, Robert. You can drink,
I should send her this,
25 cups of coffee a day, and it won't help you achieve your weight loss goals, but it will.
Oh, I don't have those goals yet.
Oh, you know, in due time.
My goal is to gain first so that I have even more to lose.
Well, perfect.
As you should. So she says, you might want to walk and you might want to quit drinking so much coffee. And you know what? I'll do the easy part, which is cut back on coffee, but I'm not getting up.
Walking's easy. You gotta walk.
Yeah, but you gotta stand
to the
fridge, up.
Gotta walk to the toilet. Yeah. Gotta walk to the basement to do your podcast. I mean, you know,
gotta walk to the grocery store to get some more lemon Oreos, which I can't stop eating.
Oh, those sound good.
They are good. They're not too lemony.
Yeah.
There's just a little bit of lemon
in
there.
So it's the wafers, though. It's the vanilla wafers?
No, it's the Oreo. It's the regular Oreos.
It's the dark brown, the chocolate wafers with lemon?
No, it's like the gold color ones.
That's what I meant, asshole.
You said chocolate.
I said vanilla the first time.
I don't know. You said wafer, and I was thinking the thin ones. That's probably why.
I said vanilla wafers.
It's the cookie. Like, yeah, no, it's not a vanilla wafer. That's the difference.
What are the brown ones?
Vanilla wafer. Chocolate cookies.
The brown ones aren't chocolate. yellow wafer, ones. Though. They're not chocolate.
Golden.
They're golden flavored. They're flavored like something.
I don't know. Yeah, they probably are vanilla, but you said vanilla wafer. That's, to me, that's something different. I know
what a fucking vanilla wafer is, okay?
It's right. Well, that's why I said no, because I was talking about Oreos, and you're talking about vanilla wafers, and that's not
the episode now.
You are fake news.
This is going to a bad place real fast tonight.
Well, it's good either way.
Yeah,
they are good. I ate a whole pack of them a couple of days ago, and now I had to buy another one because I was getting tired of getting up. I just put the whole pack in my lap and sit at the TV and watch it.
So Robert, so since I don't even know where we are in this article.
We don't even know. But I just felt validated that I could drink 25 cups of coffee now. And I'm going to send this to her, or at least tell her about it next time, although it's going to be 6 months before I got to go back. So maybe I'll forget about it by then if I live that long.
Yeah, but it could also make you kill yourself. So
too jumpy.
So this guy here, Kevin Chapman, who's a clinical psychologist in Louisville, Kentucky, he's specialized in anxiety disorders, cognitive behavioral therapy, and he says pump the brakes, don't drink 25 cups of coffee a day.
He didn't do the study.
No, he didn't, but he reviewed the study, and what he said was caffeine.
Skimmed it.
It's not all good news. Caffeine acts as a stimulant mimics the physical symptoms associated with anxiety, such as heart palpitations, restlessness, chest tightness, hot flushes, and other symptoms. Caffeine can also trigger a stress hormone that can cause anxiety-type symptoms, according to U.S. News and World News Daily Report.
Maybe I need to listen to Kevin Chapman.
So the news is really only exciting for a very small number of people, and for one very specific reason. It doesn't prove that the 25 cups of coffee a day are reliably safe. It simply shows a lack of one very specific harm in a population where some few self-selected to drink that much, quite possibly suggesting an extreme tolerance the rest of us do not enjoy. So, first off, I feel like, because I've drank 3, 4, 5 cups of coffee, or I've gotten the, you know, especially after Harrison was born and I was barely sleeping, I go in and get a black eye, which I believe is three or four shots of espresso with coffee over at, because there's the red eye, which is, which is coffee with, I think, 1 or 2 shots, depending on the size of espresso. The black eye is they add an additional shot aside from that. So I go and get those on a regular basis. But I'll tell you, after I drank one of those, I literally felt jittery. Like I was ready to roll. You know, I felt like I just snorted a line of coke. So
I'll trade your stocks and your bonds.
But to drink 25 cups of coffee a day, though, I mean, oh boy, I don't know if I could do it.
Heartburn from that.
Yeah, heartburn would be the least of my worries at that point, though.
If anybody out there drinks even anywhere close to 25, if you drink 10, even just let us know, because we want to talk to you.
We sure do.
How would they do that?
Yeah,
do you remember the number?
Yeah, there's 530-882 Bob's. 530-882-2627. See, I know.
Yeah, leave us a message or text us.
You can tweet at us. You can use your Twitter, and you can make a tweet at the Two Bobs at Two Bobs Podcast.
Right.
You know, you could you can mail a letter to Robert. Let me give you his home address.
555
123 Main Street, Virginia. Right. That's all you get.
That's right. Any town, USA.
Any town. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. I'm sure if you search around the internet for Robert Kilimowski, I'm sure just in Virginia. I'm sure there's one. Just send it to
There's gotta be one.
Send it.
There's gotta be one.
All right.
You ready for crazy news?
Let's do crazy news.
I'm ready.
All right. Where are we going first?
Well, our first one's going to take us down to Florida.
Ooh, where in Florida? Miami. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Where a woman was accused of attacking a Burger King manager for not giving her free French fries. Yep. Police have arrested one woman and are looking for a second one after an alleged assault on a Miami Burger King manager over fries in April.
Shit, that's good.
Natasha Ethel Bagley, 42.
Sounds like a bitch.
Yeah, she's old enough to know better, faces charges of armed burglary with assault or battery, attempted robbery with a deadly weapon, and criminal mischief, court records show. Bagley and her girlfriend, 27-year-old Genesis Peguero.
Ooh.
Oh, she's 42 and 27.
It's robbing the cradle.
Yeah, that's probably fine. Went to the fast food what? At restaurant. It's written terribly. I think Natasha wrote this herself. Damn on it. April 2nd.
Pix 11, New York's very own.
At April 2, and asked for free fries at the drive-thru, according to an arrest report. When the employee refused, the two women allegedly parked and walked into the restaurant. Peguero hopped over the counter and with her hands in her pockets, claimed she had a pistol, and demanded the manager give them all of the money in the register, according to police.
Probably a dildo.
Yeah, it might have been. They got to have something, because neither one of them's got that kind of junk. When an unidentified flaming manager, the female manager, tried to call police, Peguero punched the woman in the face, according to the report. Police say Bagley joined in, helping her assault the manager.
Nice.
The pair allegedly tore registers and monitors off the Burger King counter before driving away from the restaurant in an SUV.
Bitches wanted some fries.
Yeah, just wow. And make sure they're hot. Peguero is still on the run, but Bagley was booked Tuesday after the victims managed to identify her, according to the police.
How much is a fry at Burger King?
It can't be that much. I mean, maybe
$2 maybe at the most.
Probably tops.
One of the chicks is in jail right now.
Yeah, because of the
French fries. And one's a fugitive over fucking French fries.
Yep. Yep. They didn't want to pay for them.
Damn, this world we live in.
They were driving an SUV, so you know those things take a lot of gas. So maybe that's why they didn't have the $2 to spare. Probably cigarettes too. So, I bet you that was part of it.
You have a Ring doorbell, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, in the app, there's the neighborhood, neighbors, whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah.
Where people can post suspicious things. They can report things that are going on in the neighborhood and alert everybody. So
they're nuts over here.
Oh, they're nuts here too.
A bird flew in front of my window.
Every day, I found a fox in my backyard. It's a fucking fox.
He lives there.
Yeah, we live in Michigan. What do you want? You're going to see a fox sometimes. A coyote? Okay, we do have coyotes as well. And if you see a coyote, okay, maybe let me know so I know to watch out for my dog because they tend to get nasty. But I'm like a fox. Yeah. So, well, I've really just started to. I just started to troll these people pretty hard. I'm not gonna lie. So I keep going on there and I commented. So the one lady says, hold on, it's funny. Let me pull it up here. Told you I'm a lightweight now. You're gonna just listen to what I have to say about this.
Maybe you've been banned.
So a lady comment, a lady reports that she saw a fox in her backyard. No. So I said, I'll put my fox on a leash next time I walk it. He keeps getting away and eating the neighbor's pets. and then another lady says, the Ring is not a place for these remarks all the time when someone posts. If you don't like what is posted, don't open it. We are not here to be bullied by our neighbors, and we're here to protect our neighbors. Maybe the company should know how we get bullied every time something is posted. But cool story, bro. By the way, I wasn't bullying anyone. I was making a joke. Simmer down. Then somebody posts, not funny. And I replied.
Little old ladies, that's they get mad.
And I replied, please stop bullying me. So that's just my latest. I don't know why I wanted to say that. I don't know what even made me think about it. But and then there was another one today, like people like, okay, if there was an armed robbery, please let me know. But that, like one guy, he's wearing like a yellow vest. He's got a badge on of some sort.
Yeah, that's how they trick
you. Guy came to my door. Do you know who this is? Somebody put, don't answer the door and call the police.
Shoot him. Shoot him through the door.
I said it's probably a coyote disguised as a person. And then
it's Wile E. Coyote. He's looking for your roadrunner.
And then somebody else might be like, I don't know, did you answer and ask him what he wanted? It's probably a guy just trying to earn a living. So these Ring doorbells are really just going to be the end of my soul. Anyway.
Yeah. They cause grief. We got one on here that this guy, and admittedly this was stupid. He ran up on their porch and stole their American flag right off their porch.
Well, that's ridiculous. But
then, of course, there's you know all the comments and the kids that stole the shit off my porch. Now, here's one. Never thought we'd see a fox at our front door. So, yeah, I guess we have foxes here, too. I didn't know that.
Oh, we have people that are like, I saw a coyote. It's clearly a fox. Okay, you know, don't let your pet rabbit outside. You'll be fine.
It's a bobcat. Where's our next one take us?
Our next one, we're going to stay in Florida. There. We're going to stay in Florida. We're there. We might as well stay in Florida. We're going to Sarasota, where a man is behind bars after being found. Where was he found, Rob? Oh man, he wasn't probably the poultry wasn't the only cocks in the chicken coop in this New York neighborhood where a man was found naked inside of a chicken coop.
Oh no.
Why not?
The chickens have large talons.
Yes. For his sake, I hope not. I mean, maybe he's tall. As long as he stays standing, I'm pretty sure he's fine. What? So, a Sarasota man is in custody following a manhunt in New York. When I belch, it tastes like orange. It's good. Tastes like I just literally just ate an orange. That ended with him naked inside of a chicken coop. Okay, so there was a manhunt, and he ended up naked. Right. Naturally naked in the chicken coop on Wednesday
in New York.
Just so you know, this is pretty breaking shit here. Wednesday, yeah. June 5th, 2019. Yeah. Ooh, so
yesterday.
Yeah. Well, yesterday, we're recording on Thursday the 6th. New York State Police arrested 25-year-old John Maney? Sure. M-E-H-N-E, Maney. After police say a bizarre series of events started when he allegedly burglarized a home in Sarasota and stole a car. Police say he crashed that car somewhere north of Pennsylvania. Oh, he really went on a little bit of a trip. And caught a ride on the back of a pickup truck, but eventually ran away on foot when multiple law enforcement units joined in on the chase. Police say tips from the public made all the difference in his arrest. Meany is charged, whatever his fucking name is, with robbery, possession of stolen property, burglary, and aggravated cruelty to animals. What did he do to the chickens?
That's what I'm wondering.
Police say he was trying to fuck the chickens.
Probably.
Police say he was acting erratic, but could not say if he was on drugs. New York State Police Department's full press release is listed here in the link. And we'll, of course, give you the link to this story in our show notes, as we always do. And you can dig deeper into why this man was fucking a chicken in New York.
After driving all the way from Florida, why did he go up to New York? Maybe the chickens are better there.
Maybe he found out they have sluttier chickens there.
It could be. He's got neck tattoos.
He does. Every time I see a guy with neck tattoos, I look, I'm like, man, I bet that guy fucks chickens.
He probably does. Neither does it mind if they have large talons.
No.
In fact, he prefers it.
Sick fucker probably gets off on that shit.
As he should, Rob.
We should be real news anchors and like report the news on our local ABC or NBC stations.
Ron Burlington or whatever.
We'd have to move to Florida, though.
Probably that's where all the action
is. I don't want to live in the fucking Midwest and report the news. It's boring up here. Let's go to Florida.
Oh, Rod Burgundy. That's what I was thinking. I said Rod Burlington, but I'm on my second beer.
I know what you meant.
It's got pineapple in it.
Well, Burlington is a. Do they have those by you? You buy coats there?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, we got all kind of shit. We bought a lot of baby stuff there when Ben was born because they had all the stuff for the cheaps.
I went there one time.
Yeah.
And I looked around and I saw the people around me. It's like the people that go into Burlington Coat Factory are the people that can't afford Walmart. So nothing wrong with getting a deal. I appreciate that.
It's name brand stuff at not name brand prices, Rob. That's the deal.
I guess. I got a $50 rolly there once. I'm just kidding. I didn't. Some guy sold it to me in the parking lot. It was in his coat. It was weird. I'm like, all right, I guess you work here.
That's right.
Where are we going now?
I really don't know. I've been trying to figure that out. But I will. Alexa, where is Pembroke Pines?
Ask her.
Pembroke Pines is a city in Broward County, Florida.
Oh.
It's located 19.3 miles north of Miami, Florida.
All makes sense now.
It does. Man,
Florida's just owning crazy news.
Yeah, police search for an alleged twerking thief in Pembroke Pines.
I gotta watch the video. Can I watch the video real quick?
You really don't want to. Pembroke.
No, I do. I'm watching it right now. Let's see what's going on here.
Cameras were rolling as a twerking thief allegedly stole more than $300 worth of clothing from a Pembroke Pines Burlington coat factory. Police are searching for a woman who is accused of snatching and grabbing merchandise from Mad Rag. Mad Rag, which is not. I don't think they're affiliated with the Burlington in Pembroke Pines, which is located at the 600 block of North University Drive. Does not look like she had been to college. Police say she left the store without paying for any of the items. According to Webster's Dictionary, twerking is to dance to hip-hop music or pop music in a very sensual way, typically by thrusting or shaking.
Yeah, you make your booty go up and down, and you like bend your knees, and you make it like,
like you're riding a horse.
Yeah, you're like riding something.
Yep, shaking the buttocks and hips while in a squatting or bent over position. Alexa, what is twerking?
Twerking is related to a word with the following definition. Dance to popular music in a sexually provocative manner involving thrusting hip movements and a low, squatting stance.
See?
Oh, yeah.
It gets got...
she was trying to crap on the floor and she had one stuck.
Twerk the country music.
Yeah, she's trying to get it to drop. Police released the surveillance video of the incident in hopes the public can identify this large-assed woman and her friend. Police are describing the first suspect as a heavy-set black female with short black hair and multiple tattoos, seen carrying a free bag of French fries from the local Burger King.
She's got a badunk.
The second suspect is described as a medium-set black female with long black hair. Anyone with information on either of the suspects is urged to call the Broward Crime Stoppers, 954-493-TIPS. Yeah, twerking.
We should call them right now.
Hey, have you guys had any luck finding the twerking?
Hey, did you find the twerking bitch? We're just wondering if she's looking for a job at one of the gentlemen's clubs.
Yeah. Now they might frown upon us calling that number, Rob.
I don't care what they frown upon. Have I ever stricken you as a person who cares what other people think? I gotta tell you, that's the case. You got this guy all wrong.
After all this time,
you know. All right, let's go stricken. To the
yeah.
This is the name of this news station is Yak Tri News.
Alexa, where is Yak Tri News?
YakTriNews.com.
Here's your news from Amazon Music.
Alexa, stop.
Alexa, play my flash briefing.
Here's your news from Amazon Music.
It's Today in Music. I'm Adam.
And I'm Karen. And while we continue to celebrate Alexa, CMA stop. Fest as if we were there.
Yes.
Because Alexa, we wish we stop.
Were. Yes. Well, it started.
She doesn't listen.
God.
Why don't you tell us the story, Rob?
Alexa, add dildo cleaning wipes to my shopping list.
The cleaning wipes added to your shopping list.
You know, I looked for the butt plugs because I wanted to see what was on there and what they recommended for me, and they weren't there. So I'm gonna check and see if the beep wipes are on there.
She beeped it. Alexa, add blow up doll to my shopping list.
I've added blow up doll to your shopping list.
You're welcome. This is gonna take me to Washington,
Paradise City.
Not D.C., but the state of Washington, the other side of the country.
Right.
Where a man hires a prostitute. He calls 911 when she refuses to leave.
Oh, no.
Oh, my. I hate when you get a hooker and then they just won't fucking leave. You know, you just want to get it done and get her out. And she just wants to hang around.
Sometimes they marry her,
apparently, get paid for the work she's done. And and you're just like, no, bitch, I don't have any money. And she's like, well, I'm not going anywhere then. So I feel like, I haven't read the story yet, but I feel like this is where this is going. So Richard Washington, Police say a 53-year-old Richland man called 911 Sunday morning because the prostitute he hired was refusing to leave his home. So I found he brought a prostitute to his house? You don't bring a hooker to your own house, first off. Officers responded to the home on the 2000 block of Stevens Drive near Jadwin Avenue at about 11:30 a.m. Who gets a hooker at 11 in the morning? You know,
well, Robbie gonna, was tense.
You know, stop at the IHOP, grab a hooker on the way home, you know, little morning delight. When they arrived, Duval Cardwell was standing outside with a pistol and a holster on his hip, said Sergeant Drew Florence. Cardwell told police the woman was inside and he wanted her to leave so that he could go to church. He needed to go to church. I'll tell you, I don't even believe in that shit, but this fucker needed to go to church.
Need to find it.
Officers took away his gun and walked inside the home whilst 26-year-old Jewel Kennedy was in the bathroom. Her name's fucking Jewel.
Jewel.
At this point, Cardwell was being cooperative. But as police interviewed Kennedy, she admitted to offering sexual favors for money and said she was refusing to leave after a disagreement about payment. Boom. Nailed
it. It's worth it.
Officers, see, that's why you just take her to get her some fries from Burger King. Officers then questioned Cardwell as he sat on the couch before telling him that he was under arrest. He was under arrest? They asked him.
Yeah, because he had the hooker.
Yeah. Well okay. Well, I guess that makes sense. But he called him. Like, I feel. They asked him if he had another weapon on him, and he said yes, although police later learned that he didn't. You fucking idiot. He got up and started to approach the officers while refusing their commands, so police used a taser to debilitate him before putting him in handcuffs. Have you ever seen somebody get tased?
Only on YouTube.
So when I on
cops.
While I was working at security back in the day, at some concert venues, some local concert venues here in Michigan,
right?
Palace
at Auburn Hills,
the Palace of Auburn Hills, DT Energy Music Theater, which is a big outdoor venue, amphitheater style venue that's in the area, owned by Palace Sports and Entertainment at the time. Well, so I've seen plenty of people get tasered. And I'll tell you, it's not anything you ever want to fucking do. Your whole body just goes limp. If you're standing up and you get tasered, you're on the ground. Like, they'd have to taser him and then, like let it off so he could fall to the ground and then put it back on him. Like, it's fun. So, it sucks. But anyway, he got up. So, but I will say this. The second they let go, it's spontaneous recovery. Like, you have, like they'd have to taser somebody and then hurry up and get in there. The deputies, we didn't have tasers as security guards, but and handcuff them and stuff like that, because immediately they can like get up and run again. So he got up and started to approach the officer. Wait, no, I already said that part. He was arrested on charges of patronizing a prostitute and resisting arrest. He was booked at the Benton County Jail. Upon further investigation, police learned that Kennedy was wanted on an active warrant. She was booked at the Franklin County Jail on her warrant, and charges related to prostitution are pending. So, the guy refuses to pay the hooker, calls the police on her, argues with police, calls the police saying, I got a hooker, and I was paying for sex illegally. So, he called the police. But then the hooker also had a pending warrant, an active warrant, and so they both got arrested. So what I'd like to say is, if you're getting a hooker,
right,
or you're doing anything else that is illegal, maybe you think twice about calling the police on yourself.
It's probably a good idea.
By the way. Yeah. I just got your text.
You did?
With the blow-up doll and the dildo cleaning wipes. And so the things I've added to your shopping list of big rubber doctor, which I think I was actually supposed to be donger, penis pump, butt plugs, dildo cleaning wipes, or blow up and blow up doll. I'm hoping, like, because you ever get every once in a while, you get notifications from Amazon. They're like, hey, this is on sale and we think you'd like this, right? Based off of, so I'm really hoping it just gets to the point where it starts like notifying you of really inappropriate stuff that is on sale at the time on Amazon or at a good deal.
Well, this just shows up in the Alexa app. It actually didn't make it to my Amazon account, which I was surprised.
Oh, that's
it didn't go on any of my lists, so I don't know that I will see it. And I was clicking around.
Because when I add something, it shows up on my shopping list. And if you go to wish list on Amazon, it shows up under mine.
No. I looked.
Well, that's some shit. Hey, did you know empty. There's a new Echo show?
I did.
Compact design to put Alexa in more places. Oh man, I feel like I need this. It's only $89.99.
Is it?
Yeah.
I need several of them.
Buy two, wait, hold on a second. Buy two, save $30. I could buy two, so we'd save equally $15 on it. And then I would just use my
you would resources. Ship it to me.
My resources available to me for free overnight shipping via UPS.
Now, is it? I need to look at it though, because I don't make sure it's not too small. Because the one that I have is probably the same one you have.
It's a good size. 5 inches. Wait. Let's see.
Yeah. Other one that's even bigger. It's like a big 42-inch big rubber donger that goes up on your wall, kind of Alexa. And that's a good size. It's pretty sweet.
Wait, I didn't see that one. They have a gigantic one?
Yeah, it's not really 42 inches, but...
Well, they have the Echo Show. They have the regular Echo Show, which is 10.1. Five and a half
premium inch. Sound. And a 10.1-inch HD screen.
Oh, that's nice. But that's $229.
Yeah.
How about you? I'll buy you the Echo Show 5, and you buy me the Echo Show. I'd let you do that for me. $229, though. I want to get one of the Ring Flood.
It's like an iPad.
I want to get a Ring Floodlight, though, and that's like $200 or something.
Yeah. I already got next year's not-so-secret Santa list in my cart.
I can't wait till this year's Christmas. I don't even know what I'm going to get you, but it's going to be fucking awesome.
It's in my cart now.
Perfect.
All right. Well, let's see.
Let's go to the next story. That's good.
So we figured that out.
Story? Yeah, we finished.
We did. Yeah.
By the way, I'm most of the way through my second one, so my apologies.
Well, I'm drinking my one that I wasn't quite excited about, and I'm glad I didn't, because this one, it's not bad, but it probably hovers around the 3 range. It's got a little bit of a weird taste. And Melissa says, I bought that for you. And it's okay.
Maybe the rest of it will be a little bit better. CBS?
You know what? She's funny. Like, I can give her something that's really good, and she'll go, oh, well, this tastes like. And it'd be like a basic generic beer. She goes, ooh. And she didn't quite do it. It's like, oh, this is kind of like a Guinness. But she didn't say it was like a Guinness. It was another beer that we have.
It's not like a Guinness.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. It's not like a Guinness, but it's that kind of thing. So, oh, this tastes like this other beer that we had, which is chocolate, is a caramel macchiato stout from this brewery that's in Northern Virginia that we really like. It goes, oh, it tastes just like that. It's like, it tastes nothing like that.
Oh, boy.
That's chocolate and caramel and coffee.
Yeah.
This is bourbon, maple, wood. That's so she's kind of funny. So that means the two bottles that I bought, that the second one is entirely for me, because if she's not going to appreciate it, she's not going to have it.
Oh,
she can go drink the Guinness.
That's her problem. But
this one, this story takes us to Lincoln, Nebraska, which I don't think we've ever been to for crazy news. And it says a man was arrested after giving officers fake name while wearing a lanyard with his real name on it, Rob.
Nice.
Authorities arrested a man in Nebraska on suspicion of a false report after he tried giving police a fake name despite wearing a lanyard with his real name on it.
What a fucking idiot.
Yep. Around 10:30 p.m. Tuesday, Lincoln police responded to reports of a domestic assault at a home. Before officers headed to the scene, they were made aware that they should be contacting a 26-year-old suspect named Markle Towner, who had two arrest warrants.
Markle?
Markle. M-A-R-K-E-L. When officers arrived, they found a man matching Towner's description sitting in a vehicle outside of the home. An officer approached the man asking for his name. The man allegedly told officers his name was D'Angelo Towns.
Nice.
But officers said they saw a lanyard with Burger King around the man's neck with the name Markle Towner.
Nice.
When the officer told Towner that he was under arrest, a struggle ensued, and Towner began yelling, according to police. Authorities ended up on the ground fighting with him, who police said then grabbed an officer's utility belt.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's where all the batarangs are. During the struggle, friends and family also came out of the home and attempted to intervene. Authorities say Towner was eventually taken into custody without any injuries. He was arrested on suspicion of resisting arrest, obstructing a government operation, false reporting, child neglect, and third-degree domestic assault.
A lot of stuff there.
All right, where's the last story take us?
Our final story is brought to you by
WNDR.
Yeah, worldnewsdailyreport.com.
Yeah.
It takes us to Finland. We're going across the ocean. Where a wife.
Remember last week we had the lady with the breastfeeding?
Yeah, that's right. She's breastfeeding her dog. This lady right here. She left her husband for a German. Kelly says, are you running the laundry? Kelly said, are you running the laundry tub faucet? Stop and try to record a podcast.
See, I got to do the music all over again.
Shh. Okay. Okay.
Should we call her?
A wife who left a husband for a German shepherd claims she's now pregnant. She fucked her dog. She left her husband for a dog.
What?
Oh, never mind. I think it's the dishwasher making weird noises. Okay. A 38-year-old Finnish woman who recently left her husband and three children to spend the rest of her life with a 6-year-old German shepherd claims she is now pregnant. Heidi Fors, 38, a preschool teacher in the city of... What?
That's a lot of umlauts.
Javaskula abandoned her family last year to dedicate herself solely to Johnny, her 6-year-old German shepherd. The interspecies couple that now has been living together for the past 18 months is now expecting a child. Although the pregnancy claim as a surprise for both parents and even the family doctor, the dog was surprised as well. The doctor said he had no idea how it happened, but told me he was very happy with me and Johnny. She told reporters in tears, visibly ecstatic. Ecstatic.
Right.
There was no more love in my marriage, and the sex was terrible. Johnny knows how to... Daddy knows how to please me. It is always there for me, explained Forrest, who experienced numerous episodes of depression. Homer's on to something here. During her 12-year-long marriage. Although being separated from her children has taken a toll on her.
Almost 5 years.
The divorce court judge believed her unusual lifestyle could affect her children in a negative way. She still has custody of them during the summer months. Dottie is also great with the kids and always wants to play with them.
He play ball.
He never ceases to have energy. They just love him. He has a great positive mindset. It is a great father figure to them. She added. Although Forrest swears She has not been unfaithful to her canine lover. Experts believe she may have been accidentally impregnated by a tetanus shot she was given last month. A rare occurrence that hits one person in 100,000, according to recent World Health Organization study. Finland stands alongside Romania and Hungary as one of the last three European Union countries in which sexual intercourse with an animal remains legal as long as the animal is not harmed.
Well, that seems legit.
Oh, so, yeah. Man. Thank you, World News Daily Report, for another good one.
Yeah. WNDR came through again.
WNDR did. If you're interested in any of the other stories that they're featuring currently, you can read about the Saudi man who was sentenced to 1,000 lashes after performing oral sex on a camel. Oh, man. Or the zookeeper who was arrested after trying to molest a 500-pound male gorilla.
The Hong Kong porn star is the first man to receive horse-to-human penis transplant.
Oh, man. Or taking a...
Complete with pictures.
Oh, boy. In New York, a Chinese immigrant sold hot dogs made with real dog meat. That's the truest version of a hot dog.
That is gross.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Well, shit. That's episode 103, Rob.
There it is. We made it. We did it.
We did. We didn't fuck a whole lot of stuff up.
No, we didn't fuck any chickens. So that's, I mean, that puts us ahead of one of the guys we talked about.
That's true.
You know, anytime we don't fuck a chicken.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing all right.
I have a feeling George wouldn't like that. I mean, he's always kind of in the ready position, though.
He is. They always got their O faces going.
Constant O face.
Oh, boy. Well, as always, I think I already mentioned in the episode, you can find us everywhere on the social things at Two Bobs Podcast, on our website at thetwobobs.com. Or you can call us if you want or text us.
Yeah. I noticed that you had a phone number.
I'll let you do
that. Another listener, she had a birthday, didn't she?
She did. Elderly listener turned 150 years old on June 1st. So happy belated birthday to elderly listener.
Well, that's good. Well, as elderly listener said, we do have a number. It's 530-882-BOBS, which is 530-882-2627. And hopefully we'll see you next week.
See ya. We should. I mean, unless, you know, you cancel on me again. Shit happens, though, you know.
I'm going to try not to. It's
summer. Sometimes.
I don't want to miss 2 weeks, Bob. It's hard enough to miss one.
That's true. That's true. So hopefully, God willing, we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye. Oh.
Sorry about that. Bye. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. Oh, words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.